We hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are created equal. That they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. And among these, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Welcome to another For Liberty's Sake. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Eric Thompson out here in California, September 9th, 2021. We have a lot to go over today, but I do want to thank you always for listening to this podcast. You're important. We're all important in this fight to turn back the tyranny that's in front of us. If you ever want to email me, it's eric@forlibertiesake.com, eric@forlibertiesake.com. You can also look on social media platforms, except for Facebook. Facebook and I don't like each other. I'm permanently banned off of that platform. So you're not going to find me on Facebook, but you can find me on Twitter and my social media platforms like twillet.com. And if you want to get the podcast, you can get the podcast from everywhere, Spotify, Apple. Just look for For Liberty, Eric Thompson, For Liberty's Sake, and you can get the past shows. Or Block Talk Radio is where I'm going to be doing some live broadcasting, also in Spreaker. So just look around. You'll be able to get the podcast, but if you forget, just go to For Liberty's Sake, and I've got them right there. Joe Biden thinks he's a king now. He probably thought it before. But since Joe doesn't know, which is what I think on a regular basis, sometimes when Joe is around, you know, when his brain is working and he's got his cheerleaders around him and he's got Brock calling and his team has said, okay, here's what we got to do. Joe, you're getting killed in the all the polling. Even the Democrats are bailing on you because we totally screwed up Afghanistan. We've totally screwed up the COVID management. We've totally screwed up the economy. We've totally screwed up the southern border. But we think of all these things, we can probably regain some momentum by the COVID, being tough, taking a stand. So they had Joe come out. And Joe's job was to do the come on, man speech. And I'll get to that in a second. But here is the environment. A year ago, we had a certain percentage of people that had COVID and a certain rate of people that were getting COVID, not dying from it, but were getting infected. A year later, after 70%+ of the people got the shots and the vaccines and it was supposed to set them free, you know, not like Jesus where if the sun sets you free, you're free indeed. But if you just get the COVID shots, and you'll be free and go back to normal living. And all of a sudden, the spike, supposedly, we're having a spike and we're three times the infection rate of last year. But how is that possible? Because if a year ago we were relying on herd immunity and people that had already gotten it, so there was the rate wasn't that bad, but now it's triple. What's going on? It's because states like Washington, Oregon, California, Illinois, New York have been shut down so much that people they weren't exposed to COVID. So now more and more people are getting it, getting the virus, but they're not dying, but the infection rate's higher. And then there's supposedly this mystery Delta variant, which is interesting because we'll get to it. Did you know that it's not legal for the people testing you for COVID if they determine you have it to tell you what strain you have? But yet they're telling us that there's this new variant. I just think that's interesting. Okay, we're going to do a test. It's going to alter your freedoms, but we're not going to tell you what variant you have. Why not? Because it's not legal for us to tell you what's wrong with you. It's like, what country do I live in? Well, Joe came out, and his team had given some advance notice, some sent out the memos and the list to the press. Here's what Joe's going to talk about. So we were ready for this. But Daily Mail has it listed pretty well, dailymail.co.uk. Just look up, your refusal has cost us all, Biden declares, on the 80 million unvaccinated Americans in his speech ordering mandates. Hold on a second. This is the United States of America. We have 50 states, the 10th Amendment, the states are responsible for everything that takes place inside their borders unless the Constitution expressly gives the federal government supremacy. But if the Constitution doesn't say it, then the plenary, the rights and the power stays with the state. But not in this expanded huge federal government, and I'll explain to you how they're trying to get around the states. And you're going to say, come on, Joe, because his speech was, come on, man. Well, here's a couple clips. Here's Joe, and he's just trying to do the come on, man, little soundbite here.
Tonight, I'm asking each of you to reach out to your unvaccinated patients over the next 2 weeks and make a personal appeal to them to get the shot. America needs your personal involvement in this critical effort. My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine has FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. So please do the right thing.
Okay, someone needs to tell Joe. The Constitution deals with individual liberties, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, that our individual rights come from God. We are not a collective. We're not a socialist state. We're not a Marxist state per se. There's tenets of it because we've allowed it to creep in through education and immigration. But Joe, that's a stupid statement. Who's we have been patient? We are patience is wearing thin. Your refusal has cost us. If you just watch Joe say this, it's just literally, what more is there waiting for? Somebody had a what more do you need to see? We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. But Joe continued. But when he finished, you got to hear this. And then I'm going to go back and fill in some of the blanks for you. At the end of his speech, Joe leans forward and he does this silly, senile whispering thing again. Get vaccinated. Biden slams his hands on the podium, walks away. His reporter said, hey, is this constitutional, Mr. President? Because remember what he's been saying lately. I'm supposed to not talk to anybody and walk away right now. So I'm sure his notes were, slam the podium and walk away. Don't answer any questions.
And may God protect our troops. Get vaccinated.
What is that? Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated. Well, as silly as that is, Joe wasn't silly in what he was demanding. So here's a list of it. Joe Biden was slamming 80 million Americans who have yet to get a COVID vaccine shot, asking them, you heard it, what's more? What more is there for you to wait for? We have been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. Your refusal has cost us all. How'd it cost you, Joe? It didn't. Biden announced an aggressive new plan, unconstitutional, to get 100 million employees across the federal government and private sector vaccinated. The Labor Department is going to issue a temporary order that requires all businesses with 100 or more employees to have them vaccinated or tested weekly. Biden's going to require all federal workers to be vaccinated. Workers will not be given the option of testing out. That's federal employees. There will be limited exceptions, but any federal employee who refuses the shot can be fired. Well, that's actually not true, Joe, when it's all said and done, because you know those mail people, the postal workers? They got an exemption. Wait a minute. I thought federal employees and contractors will have 75 days to get vaccinated. Well, I guess not. I guess the postal workers, they are federal employees that are outside the mandates. Just like when Obamacare became the plan of the world for the left, for America. The Congress exempted themselves from the mandate of having Obamacare. Remember when the mandate was in before President Trump got it taken away, where you could get fined? So Congress, they didn't have to use Obamacare, but the rest of the country was mandated to get it or pay a fine. So Joe now goes away, and what happens now is the Republicans, the governors, are like, are you serious? You think you're going to tell the citizens of my state and businesses in my state that they have to mandate to their employees that they have to take a shot or they'll be fired? You seriously think King Biden, Tyrant Biden, that you can do that? If you haven't seen already, the way the Democrats work is they will knowingly pass legislation that is not constitutional. So they will pass unconstitutional laws all day and night, going after guns, going after speech, mandating this COVID shots now. And then what they're relying on is liberal judges, because they kind of judge shop. You know, they'll try to hopefully get the lawsuits around liberal judges and then get things pushed up the ladder. And that's why before President Trump nominated and he had so many judges go in the Ninth Circuit Court out in California, they used to try to run everything through San Francisco, but now the court is pretty much balanced. You're not hearing as much coming out of the Ninth Circuit. So Fox is reporting the Republicans explode with fury over Biden vaccine mandate. Absolutely unconstitutional. Biden's new mandate affects an estimated 100 million Americans. This is from Kyle Morris of Fox News. Republican members of Congress and state governors were appalled by news Thursday that President Joe Biden will force employers with 100 or more workers to receive coronavirus vaccines or test employees weekly, vowing to block the new policy and terming it unconstitutional. The mandate, which is expected to affect 100 million Americans, is an array of jobs, including health care, directly impacting the private sector. Quote, this is absolutely unconstitutional, unquote, Representative Thomas Massie, a Republican Kentucky, wrote in a tweet attaching a link to the news. You can find him at Rep. Thomas Massie, M-A-S-S-I-E. This is absolutely unconstitutional. The quote, the expansive rules mandate that all employers with more than 100 workers require them to be vaccinated or test for the virus weekly, affecting about 80 million Americans, unquote. That was from he was quoting the AP News article there. He said Representative Neil Dunn of Representative Republican Florida, mandates are not the answer. In his tweet, he continued, quote, getting the vaccine should be up to you and your doctor, not the federal government, unquote. And now that goes along with the views that have been consistently pushed by Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. So there's some consistency down in good old Florida. Get back and go over a little bit, a few more reactions to this from governors and representatives saying, Joe, come on. Okay, you did your little speech, you hit the podium, you whispered, go back to sleep, and we'll see you in court. Thank you again for listening. This is For Liberty's Sake. I'll be back in a few minutes. Our sponsors again, MyPillow.com. Use a promo code FLS to save up to 66%. And TheFreedomPhone.com. Promo code SAVE if you want to quit being tracked by big tech. My name's Eric Thompson. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you. Go to MyPillow.com right now to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you can get my premium MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now just $29.98, the lowest price ever.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Name one time in history where the people who banned books, media, and opinions were the good guys. Hi, I'm Eric. I'm the world's youngest Bitcoin millionaire. I made it in Silicon Valley, and I've accomplished a lot in my life already. But now, I'm leaving big tech to fight for free speech. Because the big tech overlords are violating your privacy, censoring your speech, and I think that's so wrong. That's why I created the Freedom Phone and its uncensorable app store. Everyone is complaining about big tech censorship, but no one is doing anything about it. They say, build your own phone. So I did. Freedom Phone truly is the best phone in the world. It does everything your current phone does, except censor you and spy on you. With the Freedom Phone, your freedom of speech is our number one priority. That's why we built our own app store that is completely uncensored. If an app you love has been banned from the mainstream app stores, you can still download it on ours, because we don't ban apps, period. And we've developed the first operating system based on your free speech. There's no app tracking, no keyboard tracking, and no location tracking, because I believe in your security. How do we ensure you're being protected? Say hello to Trust. Trust is our privacy guard. It's designed to warn you whenever an app or a website is tracking you, and gives you the option to stop it. Your data, your rules. That's our motto. The Freedom Phone is comparable to the best smartphones on the market. It has an edge-to-edge screen, a super fast processor, and multiple cameras. And your SIM card transfers into the Freedom Phone seamlessly. Big tech companies hold a monopoly on public communication and the dissemination of information, and they are abusing that power. Nobody elected Mark or Jack to be the arbiters of truth in America, yet they still thought it was okay to ban a sitting president from their platforms. If they censor a president, they will censor anyone. Imagine if Mark Zuckerberg censored MLK or Abraham Lincoln, the course of history would have been altered forever. Out of all the constitutional amendments, there's a reason why the Founding Fathers made the right to free speech the very first. I believe you have a voice that deserves to be heard without being censored. Protect yourself from big tech censorship. Let your voice be heard. Live free with the Freedom Phone.
So much for staying with me. So again, help our sponsors for favor. MyPillow.com, over 100 items. Check them out. Promo code FLS. And the Freedom Phone, awesome, awesome idea. Its own operating system. Promo code SAVE to save up to $50. All right, so let's get back to Tyrant Joe, King Joe, Confused Joe, whatever you want to call him, Joe. In the speech, he also said a few things that got the Republicans, including the governors and House members, really riled up. He was trying to say that these pandemic politics are responsible. He decried the pandemic politics. He said, quote, "These pandemic politics, as I refer to, are making people sick. So people are being deceived by politicians to not get the 1984 group think collective unfully tested vaccine shots." He said they're making people sick, causing unvaccinated people to die. So here is how I hear that as more of a libertarian. The federal government is saying that if you, these 80 million that haven't been vaccinated, if you don't get a shot, which should be up to you, the individual, then I, as the individual who's smart enough to decide for myself if I want to be vaccinated, that I could die because these other people didn't get vaccinated. And guess what, Joe? That's okay. That's how America rolls. But in this Marxist movement, no, government can fix all the issues if they're just given the power to do so. They can fix poverty. They can fix inequalities. They can fix racial tensions. They can fix the climate. They can actually stop the planet from dying because they can fix the planet. If that doesn't tell you how arrogant that mob is in the Green New Deal movement. He charged those who are fighting against COVID-19 mitigation procedures with helping increase the death rate. He didn't mention any specific officials by name, but his administration has publicly been clashing with Republican governors of Florida and Texas, Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott. Well, the Republicans, we just went over a few of them. We had Representative Massey. This is unconstitutional. Representative Dunn, mandates are not the answer. It's up to you and the doctor. Representative Lauren Barrett, she's one of the firecrackers. All 9 million federal employees should consult with their doctors and make a personal, informed decision about taking the vaccine. Instead, Sleepy Joe says, take it or else. You don't lead by coercion. Biden has failed as a leader in every way. This is unconstitutional, said Representative Robert Alderholtz, a Republican in Alabama. Quote, U.S. Constitution does not give the president any type of authority. Nowhere in Article 2 of the Constitution will you find anything that remotely gives the president this kind of power. Unquote. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey vowed to push back against Biden. He tweeted, quote, "This is exactly the kind of big government overreach we've tried so hard to prevent in Arizona. Now the Biden-Harris administration is hammering down on private businesses and individual freedoms in an unprecedented and dangerous way," unquote. He continued, "This will never stand up in court." He also said, "This dictatorial approach is wrong, un-American, and will do far more harm than any good." How many workers will be displaced? How many kids kept out of classrooms? How many businesses fined? The vaccine is and should be a choice. We must and will push back. Representative Lloyd Smucker from Pennsylvania. "I strongly oppose Biden's authoritative vaccine mandate on Americans. I believe it's a massive government overreach." Republican South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem also weighed in on the news, stating that the state is ready to hold the Biden administration legally responsible for the, quote, unconstitutional rule, unquote. And she tweeted, quote, "My legal team is standing by, ready to file a lawsuit the minute at Joe Biden files his unconstitutional rule. This gross example of federal intrusion will not stand," unquote. Mo Brooks weighed in, Republican Alabama. Joe Biden at POTUS mandates 100 million Americans get vaccinated. Elections have consequences. Biden's mandate underscores how important it is for Americans to know and weigh candidates' policies when voting. Liberty and freedoms are at stake. Representative Andy Biggs, "I'll be introducing legislation," a tweet, "to block this egregious assault on Americans' freedoms and liberty. We must fight against these attempts to force vaccine mandates on the American people." And it goes on and on. Dusty Johnson, South Dakota, Republican. Representative Barry Moore. They just said, you know what? Alabama. You know, this is kind of the red states, right? Saying, yeah, it's not happening. So here's how this is going to play out. Okay? They're going to go to court. They're going to say, you know what? In Texas, they're going to file a lawsuit. Alabama. Missouri, I'm sure. South Dakota. Florida, all over the place. And in their arguments, they're going to say, this is unconstitutional. President doesn't have this authority. And I know they're trying to use OSHA and workplace requirements for safety as the precursor to allowing this in, the kind of the entry point into these businesses. But even the Federal Law Enforcement Association, representing 30,000 officers, are opposing it. So there's a big union. They're floating a lawsuit. And in addition, according to Gateway Pundit Christina Layla, the U.S. postal workers are exempt from Biden's federal vax mandate, but private businesses face $14,000 per violation. OSHA will fine businesses up to $14,000 per violation. So this article starts out with, what kind of payoff did the big guy, quote unquote, arrive from the American Postal Workers Union, APWU, to grant USPS workers such a sweeping exemption? Joe Biden on Thursday declared war on unvaccinated Americans during a press conference on his six-prong approach to combat COVID-19. Federal workers are going to be forced to take the COVID jab under Biden's order. Additionally, businesses with 100 employees will be forced, they're going to try to use OSHA. However, USPS workers are exempt. How can this be? Right, 14th Amendment. This whole argument from the left, equal access, equal protection under the law. Everyone must be treated equally. No one should be treated worse or better. No privilege. Well, then how, according to the Washington Post, how is it possible? This article says, recall that the APW is one of the most powerful unions representing postal workers. They blasted Joe Biden in July, quote, "While the APW leadership continues to encourage postal workers to voluntarily get vaccinated, It is not the role of the federal government to mandate vaccines for employees we represent. Washington Post says that USPS workers are exempt even though they are required to be included in executive orders that apply to federal employees. How do you feel about that? What do you think judges are going to say? Okay, let me see. So federal government, you want to come into Alabama and you want to tell businesses that have 100 employees that because of workplace hazardous requirement, you know, protective requirements, you're going to say that they have to get vaccinated, even though the people delivering the mail to those businesses, those workers don't have to. Washington Post says U.S. Postal Service workers are not included in Biden's executive order requiring all federal employees to get vaccinated against coronavirus, according to a White House official speaking on the condition of anonymity to discuss not yet public portions of the president's plan. Postal workers would be strongly encouraged to comply with the mandate, though. The move exempts a massive chunk of the federal workforce, 644,000 employees, as growing in agencies ramp up during the seasonal hiring that interacts daily with equal large swaths of the public. So, no big deal. They go in and out of people's homes, businesses. They're going to be all over the place, the flu coming up and the cold season, but they're going to have trouble hiring people if they're going to say, well, if you come work for us, you got to take the job. Well, they're going to need workers, so, well, you know, we have to get through this holiday season, so you guys are exempt. It's unequal justice. It's the way that the tyrannical governments, it's how they function. It's how they roll. And if you try to point it out, they say, well, you know, you're the problem. You guys are just anti-vaxxers, crazy Trump extremists, and you wanted to overthrow the government on January 6th, and now you want to come out and actually call us out, and we're going to sign the podium, walk away, and talk like this and say, just get the vaccine. Get back. We're going to talk about the fact that COVID-positive patients are being told, we're not going to tell you what variant you have, and we don't have to. What? Thanks again for listening. I'll be right back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you. Go to MyPillow.com right now to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you can get my premium MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now just $29.98, the lowest price ever.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Name one time in history where the people who banned books, media, and opinions were the good guys. Hi, I'm Eric. I'm the world's youngest Bitcoin millionaire. I made it in Silicon Valley, and I've accomplished a lot in my life already. But now, I'm leaving big tech to fight for free speech. Because the big tech overlords are violating your privacy, censoring your speech, and I think that's so wrong. That's why I created the Freedom Phone and its uncensorable app store. Everyone is complaining about big tech censorship, but no one is doing anything about it. They say, build your own phone. So I did. Freedom Phone truly is the best phone in the world. It does everything your current phone does, except censor you and spy on you. With the Freedom Phone, your freedom of speech is our number one priority. That's why we built our own app store that is completely uncensored. If an app you love has been banned from the mainstream app stores, you can still download it on ours, because we don't ban apps, period. And we've developed the first operating system based on your free speech. There's no app tracking, no keyboard tracking, and no location tracking, because I believe in your security. How do we ensure you're being protected? Say hello to Trust. Trust is our privacy guard. It's designed to warn you whenever an app or a website is tracking you and gives you the option to stop it. Your data, your rules. That's our motto. The Freedom Phone is comparable to the best smartphones on the market. It has an edge-to-edge screen, a super fast processor, and multiple cameras. And your SIM card transfers into the Freedom Phone seamlessly. Big tech companies hold a monopoly on public communication and the dissemination of information, and they are abusing that power. Nobody elected Mark or Jack to be the arbiters of truth in America, yet they still thought it was okay to ban a sitting president from their platforms. If they censor a president, they will censor anyone. Imagine if Mark Zuckerberg censored MLK or Abraham Lincoln. The course of history would have been altered forever. Out of all the constitutional amendments, there's a reason why the founding fathers made the right to free speech the very first. I believe you have a voice that deserves to be heard without being censored. Protect yourself from big tech censorship. Let your voice be heard. Live free with the Freedom Phone.
Welcome back. Thank you again for staying with me. Again, promo codes at mypillow.com, FLS for liberty's sake, and a promo code at freedomphone.com is SAVE. All right, let's march on here. We're gonna get to some more information about the Afghanistan fallout issue, and there's a real disturbing article about the Fort Hood shooter, if you guys can remember him, and I'll explain that to you here in a minute. All right, so I don't get tested for COVID. I work for myself and I own a couple platforms, so I don't have to deal with it but some people do, and if you want to fly and if you're up to being tested, so be it. But according to an article here from Patty McMurray over at Gateway Pundit, say what? COVID positive patients are told the type of variant they're infected with cannot be legally disclosed. From 100% fed up, on Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki announced that Joe Biden would address the nation, which we've been talking about his robust plan to stop the spread of the Delta variant and boost vaccinations. Psaki explained that Biden's hands were tied when it comes to implementing a mass vaccine mandate. On Friday, Biden conveniently blamed the shocking jobs report on the Delta variant. There's no question that the Delta variant is why today's job reports isn't stronger. I know people were looking for, and I was hoping for a higher number, but next week I'll lay out steps because we're going to combat the Delta variant. And that he said that there needs to be more federal money for the Delta variant. So how do we know the dangerous Delta variant is actually a coronavirus? Is it the Chinese Communist Party? Another virus or variant of the virus, or what is it? How do we know that we have the Delta variant, or who has a Delta variant? Business Insider is reporting that most people with COVID-19 in the U.S. are legally prevented from knowing which variant infected them. That's because sequencing tests have to be federally approved for results to be disclosed to doctors or patients, and most are not yet. Lab scientists say the process of validating the test for approval is too costly and time-consuming. Well, Patty says here in this article, Gateway Pundit, last month I asked my primary, actually, this was from the 100% Fed Up. Last month I asked my primary care physician how doctors in her office know when a patient has the Delta variant virus versus the original version of the man-made CCP virus. She explained the labs were not checking for specific variants and that they have no way of knowing. So how do we know if the Delta variant is actually responsible for the increase in cases in Michigan if they're not testing for the variant? I asked, she replied, we're just guessing. That's what it is, because the Delta variant is so contagious. So we're supposed to trust what the media and Fauci are telling us, right? You're hearing that. So they're not testing. They're just testing. Oh, you have COVID. So because the Delta variant is, Fauci says, is more contagious, we're going to put it down as the Delta variant. And that terrible Delta variant is causing the economy to suffer. And there needs to be so much money thrown toward the Delta variant. But we're not going to tell anybody if they have it. We're just going to assume everybody has it that has COVID. This isn't how the United States functions. While we've been doing this podcast here, more and more politicians are coming out. Another one said, quote, we will fight Biden to the gates of hell to protect liberty. GOP governors prepare to sue Biden administration over the vax mandate. We also have here the Oklahoma Attorney General, John O'Connor. He said, we respect the right of Oklahoma businesses and individuals to make healthcare decisions for themselves and their families. My office will vigorously oppose any attempt by the federal government to mandate the vaccines. Governor Mark Gordon, Wyoming governor. Administration's latest pronouncement demonstrates its complete disregard for the rule of law and the freedoms individuals and private companies enjoy under a constitution in Wyoming. We believe the government must be held in check. I've asked the Attorney General to stand prepared to take all action to oppose the administration's unconstitutional overreach of executive power. Has no place in America. Not now, not ever. Nebraska's governor came out. Abbott. Biden's vaccine mandate is an assault on private businesses. I've issued an executive order protecting Texans' right to choose whether they get the COVID vaccine and added it to special session agenda. Texas is already working to halt this power grab. On and on and on. Remember, the post office, they're not getting it. Ohio Senate candidate J.D. Vance calls for mass civil disobedience. Put out a press release. Do not comply with the mandates. Do not pay the government fines. Do not allow yourself to be bullied and controlled. Only mass civil disobedience will save us from Joe Biden's naked authority. I can't say it now. I'm tired. Naked authoritativism. Or basically, save us from Joe Biden's trying to put us under tyranny. So what's your guys' view on that? Look in Los Angeles. Public schools are mandating that shots now for children 12 and up, because it's about the collective good. Los Angeles Unified School District became the first in the nation to require all children 12 and older to get the vaccine. The LA Board of Education voted unanimously Thursday to approve the mandate for children 12 and older, with those involved in extracurricular activities such as sports, to be fast-tracked to get their first required shot by October 3rd and the second one before Halloween, or they can't go to school. Insane. And why are they pushing this so hard again? Well, one of the reasons is they don't want to talk about Afghanistan. They don't want to deal with the fact that there's still hundreds and hundreds of Americans and thousands of Afghanis that had the proper visas stuck. Breitbart's reporting that even Democratic senators like Dick Blumenthal are still saying, Blinken, you're wrong about the fact that there's only a few people left. Edwin Moore wrote in Breitbart, the top spokeswoman for a prominent Democratic senator reportedly disputed some of the reasons Secretary of State Antony Blinken provided this week for not clearing private organized evacuation flights out of northern Afghanistan faster. I was listening to Glenn Beck today, and he's unhinged because the nonprofit that he set up, the fund, they have four planes that have been sitting there for going on 9 days now, and the State Department won't let them leave, and they're saying the Taliban won't let them leave. The Nazarene Fund, $30-something million donated by individuals to try to help the Christians and the Afghanis that had helped us during the 20 years. So Blinken's been just, well, it's not us. It's the manifest. The people didn't provide the right information. The State Department's delays have drawn the ire of rescue organizers, Republicans, and even Richard Blumenthal. Blinken asserted the State Department's officials are working around the clock to clear any roadblocks. However, he added, you know, without personnel on the ground, we just can't verify the accuracy of the manifest. So, you know what? We can't verify. We're not there. And the Taliban, you know, and they kind of don't want to let people leave, but they're not being held hostage. Is, you know, just go listen to Joe whisper about getting the vaccines. Leave us alone. Blumenthal, very liberal senator, Democratic senator from Connecticut, who I believe lied about what he actually had his time over in Vietnam or something to do with this past. He's kind of a big-time fibber. But according to Blumenthal's director, Maria McElwain, she questioned the validity of Blinken's assertion. In a statement to CNN published Tuesday, she noted that the Democrat senator's office had provided information for passengers on two of the planes in Mazar-e Sharif that goes above and beyond what is required for travel out of the airport just one day earlier. Hold on a second. She's like, no. That's not true. Because his office, Blumenthal's office, had provided the information for the passengers on two of the planes at the airport, well above what was required to fly out of the Hamid Karzai International Airport just one day earlier over in Kabul. But don't worry, we have Psaki to do some lying too. About the people that are still there in Afghanistan, people who may not have decided to depart or one reason the number of Americans in Afghanistan are clear. So, you know, who can really know? Because she said on MSNBC's Morning Schmo that, you know, some people may not have decided to depart Afghanistan yet. And it's one reason for the broad range of numbers of Americans still in Afghanistan. Psaki said, I expect we'll continue to have updated numbers later today and the days ahead. As of yesterday, I can tell you, and the State Department really has the most updated ones. It's around 100 people. Well, hold on a second. There's 160 on those six planes sitting in the airport in northern Afghanistan. So I don't think it's 100. Unless you've kind of forgotten them because they're on planes that were funded by the Nazarene Fund and happen to be Glenn Beck and conservatives, and you don't want any credit for them getting thousands and thousands and thousands of Americans out. Nah. I'm going to finish with this one here. You remember the Fort Hood shooting in Texas? Remember, you got the guys there on the base. And you got a guy, he's a colonel, and Colonel Hassan, and the guys are just kind of, you know, sitting around, but he keeps his weapon and he starts shooting them. Amy Fuhrer is reporting this from Breitbart. The former U.S. Army major, he's a major, behind the 2009 massacre at Fort Hood, applauded the Taliban terrorist group's takeover of Afghanistan in a recent letter. How do you like that? Remember the left? Oh, you're Islamophobic. Nothing to do with his religion. Nothing to do with Sharia. You guys, you're mischaracterizing. He's just had a bad day and went to start shooting other army guys. From death row at Fort Leavenworth, Nidal Hassan, the former major, claimed, quote, "We have won," and congratulated the terrorist organization, according to the Washington Examiner, which obtained the letter. Quote, Hassan, who gunned down 14 people, he killed 14 Army soldiers and wounded 43 more, urged the Nasant terrorist government to implement its brand of brutal oppression under the guise of religion, unquote, the outlet continued. Breitbart News reported in August 2013 that the U.S. military panel sentenced Hassan to death following just 2 hours of deliberation, noting it was a unanimous decision. Quote, "Congratulations on your victory over those who hate, for the laws of Almighty God to be supreme on the land," unquote. And he continued in his letter on August 18th, "I pray that to Allah that he will help you implement Sharia law fully, correctly, and fairly." He continued, "We must learn from the nations of the past and not let our wretchedness overcome us, thus earning his, God's, wrath. It is to Almighty God we give thanks," he concluded. There you go. And this is an issue that's going to be brought up more and more. See, right now, the Afghanis that have been brought over, the 40,000 or so, most of them unvetted, because they went out first. I think they knew somebody. They had the visas. Oops, they didn't have the visas. They actually just came over because they knew somebody. And so they're unvetted. They get dropped off in Wisconsin and different in Michigan and Texas and Florida. They're dropped off, and immediately they're, even though they weren't supposed to leave the bases, they're leaving. I pray nothing happens on September 11th, because now we have a bunch of Sharia fundamentalists in Islam. You know, the people that were behind bin Laden, Taliban, Al-Qaeda. We've got them now running around the country. And their goals, obviously, is eventually get green cards and bring over more family members on chain migration. But it's someday soon we're going to have to deal with how do we live with a growing group of people in Minnesota, the Somalis, and the Afghanis now, who believe in the fundamental teachings in the Quran and the Hadith, that Allah is an angry God and that the infidels should be stopped, killed if necessary, pay a tax, or convert. And that women, like over in Afghanistan right now, women are no longer allowed to participate in sports, are not allowed to leave the house without escorts, are not allowed people, nobody's allowed to play secular music out in the streets. The women police officer got killed in front of her family, and they dug her brain out with the screwdriver. I mean, so when you have former Major Hassan from death row saying, "Okay, guys, good job. You're back in control in Afghanistan. Make sure you don't let secularism, don't let any thoughts outside the Quran creep into the culture or remain the culture, and that way God won't be mad, and then you can run a fundamentalist country for Allah's glory." Even though in my worldview, biblically, Allah doesn't exist. So you know that. There's one God, Elohim, Yahweh. But in a pluralistic society, that's the problem. We have this demonic church, supposedly, these Church of Satan, that's that's upset, and they want to. They're suing, I think, over in Texas because they use abortion. They get the girls to go abort their babies as part of their satanic rituals. So they're upset. You are preventing us from exercising our religion because you're not allowing us to have women kill their babies through abortion. That's against our constitutional rights of free exercise of religion. Because we can't kill the babies that way. So to close, I want to just kind of bring this all together. We are still blessed. We're in the most free country in the world. We still have the Constitution and Bill of Rights in place. We have 80, 90, 100 million people that are still willing to fight to turn back tyranny. So be encouraged in that. But when you hear the information I'm giving and other people say, okay, what's going on, this COVID thing? Let me talk to my representative. Let me talk to my governor. Let me talk to my U.S. senators and say, no, that's what you can do. Pray, be engaged, educate people, and work through your local and state representatives to stop the federal government. That's your job as the individual. Don't spend all day on social media getting 10-minute updates on bad news because it's not going to do anything for you except cause you to be stressed, depressed, and feeling like it's over. Take the information. So we went over the unconstitutional edicts coming down from Biden, and he's now and they're still trying to hide what's going on in Afghanistan. So he's a failure. He's left people behind, and he's trying to now they're going to be poking kids 12 and up in L.A. because L.A. is a Marxist city. But stay engaged. 22 is coming up. And as long as we keep the pressure on Sinema in Arizona, in Manchin in West Virginia, and those senators block the $3.5 trillion from going through, which has amnesty attached and other things, then we know that we've got to deal with millions of people when we get control of the Congress and the presidency in 24, and we just got to be as hardcore the other way and say, you guys came in this way, and we're going to escort you out the other way just as quick, and we're going to finish the wall, and we're going to stop immigration for a while, and we're going to fix the situations, get rid of the Department of Education, reduce the federal government 25 to 50%, become energy independent again, weed out the people, and just get us back on the right path. So we still have the ability for this to happen. But it's us local, us resisting tyranny, us doing it together. And by God's grace, if we repent, he could choose to turn things around for us. And so that is how we have to live. And make sure you love your family and help your neighbors and just don't live in the internet, because the internet is controlled by the deep state. It's controlled by the people that hate our nation. And so their whole goal is to keep you distracted, to limit your reach to people, to limit what you can be told to. Like Google is having seminars right now that white people are bad, that the America's bad, and teaching their people that. Well, then they go on, they get on their computers, and they're going to control search, limit what people can find about stories. So just, you have to stay in the lane and be active and love your family, go to church, be engaged, and live under liberty instead of being under the bondage of tyranny. Because you can be under tyranny emotionally and physically because you're absorbing so much news that you have no control over. And that's kind of silly, isn't it? You don't want to give people control over your life that you can't stand, that don't represent you. And that's how I think we have to proceed. So if you want to get a hold of me again, you can email me at eric@forlibertiesake.com. Our sponsors again, mypillow.com. Use our promo code FLS to save up to 66%. Freedomphone.com. Stop being tracked, promo code SAVE, and check out my website, forlibertysake.com. Until tomorrow, you guys have a great day, and thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. See you later.